last few nights staying in a really, really awesome hotel. One of my favourite hotels. I've stayed here a few times. Bathroom's awesome. It's really, really moody. It's got this huge bath and the lighting's really good. It's having a super long bath every day, having a drink in the bath and reading my book and hanging out, sleeping in. So today I spent the morning in bed, which has been really, really nice. I listened to a couple of audios, which were very pleasant. So I've just been hanging around in bed, and then in the nude. I've been thinking about this little scenario a bit. It's just worked its way into my brain, and I think I'll tell you. So I got this awesome big room, and it's got a really nice view of the water. It's gorgeous. It's like a good size lounge area with a desk. It's where I've been lying in bed all morning reading. I've been able to look across the room and see you sitting at the desk doing some work. Like, I left my work at home. It's one of the good things about my job. I mean, it can be super intense, but for the most part, when I leave at the end of my shift, that's it. There's no emails, there's, you know, no phone calls. I can walk off the floor and that's it, it's done. So when I have 5 days off, it's 5 days off completely. I can totally switch off. But you, unfortunately, you haven't chosen your job quite so well. So whilst I've been lying here in all my nakedness, enjoying myself all morning, you've been sitting at the desk, I don't know, answering emails, doing God knows whatever the heck it is that you have to do. Clearly you're far too essential. I really feel for you. I do. I really feel that you'd be a lot more productive and maybe a lot more content if I could convince you to take your hands off your keyboard and then put them onto my waist. I'm lying here in this bed. I'm naked. I'm aroused. It seems like a real waste to see you sitting over there, not taking advantage of the situation. So this is what's gonna happen. I've been lying here stroking my skin for a good half hour. I did have a bath and put some lotion on, and I've just been enjoying lying here, feeling how soft my skin is, and I've got this glitch sucker out. I've just been kind of teasing myself a little with that and running my hands over my legs and my stomach. It feels really nice and soft, and I got a nice little buzz going. So if I think about my approach to you, I think I'm going to concentrate. I'm going to start on what's feeling good for me right now. Is that my skin? My skin feels really good. It feels really soft and it feels really warm. And I'm going to use that as my starting point. I'm going to see if I can convince you by using my skin, by exposing you to my skin, by making you touch it and see if that can convince you. So I'm going to leave the bed. I'm going to rotate myself across the room, and I am going to sit in all of my nakedness, in all my naked glory. I am going to sit on your lap, facing your screen. I want to take your hands off your keyboard, and I am going to put them on my waist. I am going to rest my body back onto you. I'm going to stretch my back onto your chest, nestle my bum into your pelvis. I'm going to stretch my legs down the length of yours, and I'm going to enjoy the feeling of your palms just resting against the smallest part of my waist. And I'm going to close my eyes, and I am going to will you to slide your hands across my skin and to start becoming aware of how nice it feels under your hand, under your touch. So, and I'm going to will you to lean back in your chair and melt back into your chair a little bit. I'm going to enjoy feeling your energy shift and your breathing become more regular and maybe slow down a little. Yep. I think that'll be nice there. I don't think it'd be too hard to convince you to switch off for a bit and start to enjoy what's underneath your hands and what's leaning against you. Okay, so now I am going to use my telepathic powers. I'm going to use my mind control to, without words, I want to direct one of your hands to leave my waist and make its way up to my breast. Where your fingers, you can slide like the whole length of your fingers, just slide them along under the crease of my breast. And your palm can cup it. And cup my breast and take its way. And your thumb can really lightly brush over my nipple. Just graze its way across. Just really soft, just graze it, which is going to make me arch my back and suck in my breath a little. Arch my back and like I am now. And press myself back into you, rub my hips against you, because it feels good. It feels really good to, okay. Hopefully, this will encourage you to just give up on whatever it is you're doing. And the skin that's the waist, my hip, my stomach that's under your other hand, and I'm starting to squirm against you. I'm getting squirmy now at the thought of that. Now I want to turn my mind control powers to your other hand, and I'm going to imagine that my arousal, that how I'm feeling now, my wetness is between my legs, that I want that to be like a magnet for your other hand. Oh, fuck. So I'm going to use my... I'm going to use my brain. I'm going to make that wetness a magnet and for your hand, your free hand. So your hand can't help but just be drawn down to my pussy, and even more so just... even deeper, just be drawn straight to where I'm wet for you. Oh, fuck. Tips of your fingers pulled to, like... they find where I'm wet and make contact, and that... your fingers are... the tips of your fingers just find me so wet and so ready... that little spot just so ready and so wanting for you. I'm on you. My legs are spread so wide. I gotta start touching my clit and feeling you through your pants. I've gotta feel you. Fuck. I need you to. I need you to pick me up and... fuck, you take over now. You take over now. You take over. I want to be fucked from behind by you. I don't care, on the bed, on the couch. Put me on the counter and do what you want. But I want you to stand up behind me. Just free your cock, and I want you to enter me. And I want you to fuck me. From behind, as deep as you can. I want one hand on my shoulder. I want one on my hip. Oh, fuck yes. Pull out on me for a sec. Pull out. I want you to slide. I want to feel how when I make you, I want you to pull out, slide up my back, let me feel, let me feel you slide in, nice and deep like that. Oh, fuck me like you mean it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck me like that, oh my God. Oh, fuck me, yes. Oh, yeah. If you're inside me, then you would have felt me just... Oh, you would have felt me just, like, melt around you. And spasm around you and just squeeze all that come out of you. Oh, squeeze it out of you and... Oh, fuck, that felt good. Oh.